From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Hello and welcome to the program. In today's edition, we highlight a teen's effort to improve the lives of several inner city youth. Stay tuned to find out how she's been sharing the love.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
While many of us spend most of our lives searching to find our true purpose, 16-year-old Vanina Morrison realized hers as early as age 6. It was then that she decided birthday parties and frequent shopping were unnecessary if children her age were unable to enjoy even the simple pleasures in life. She has since decided to follow in the footsteps of her older brother, who was assisting children in orphanages.
I began by first going and helping out and giving out just food in the community at Christmas time and just having like chair and singing carols and everything. And then eventually it became larger and I said, well, I want to adopt a school.
16-year-old Vanina Morrison. She says, having assisted her brother for years, she decided to spearhead a project of her own. This was then discussed with her mother, who then called the Ministry of Education to find out the process for adopting a school. The Denham Town Basic School was recommended by the ministry, and the rest as we know it is history. For 10 years without fail, Vanina writes letters to family and friends, asking for either donations in cash or kind in an effort to procure the food and the presents for the over 100 children at the school.
We also do educational activities. We have like games, we have spelling games and math games. They get not only presents like toys, dolls for the girls usually and trucks for the little boys. They also get stationery, including pencils, notebooks, coloring books, that type of thing.
Through her outreach, family members have donated 2 laptop computers to the school. They have also replaced the school's water tank that was destroyed in a fire in 2010. 16-year-old Vanina Morrison has earned a scholarship to the college in New Mexico, where students are equipped and inspired to become change agents. She has also received the Golden Pin from President Barack Obama for academic excellence. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach, Alvin Day.
Have you ever felt like the earthbound caterpillar? Then believe this. You too can be transformed and soar to heights of mental, spiritual, and material wealth that far exceed the average and normal.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window. No head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
And that's it for this week's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, continue to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.